Welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report, kicking off today with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, let's start off with the U.S. equity markets. They had a bad day yesterday as they just continued to sell off during the day. And that actually makes two straight days in October as a bad start to the month. Now, the big question is just how deep can this correction go? Let's start off there. Please address that, Doc.
We could, I think, get back down to about 25,000 on the Dow, maybe around the area 25,250 on this move down. It's certainly starting out like some folks have said. They think there's going to be a collapse in October. Well, this is a good start. However, I'm not too concerned about it yet until I see a big change on the monthly chart, which right now isn't showing much of anything. So we'll see as the month progresses. But I don't think if it continues down and breaks through 25,250, as far as the Dow, I really don't expect this on this run to go deeper than December of 2018 on that low. So time will tell, Corey, but right now we're getting the sell-off, but the indicators I watch on the longer term, it may be limited yet on this move down.
Okay, well, even if we go down and test those lows in December 2018, that is still quite a ways down. I do want to talk about momentum here for the U.S. equity markets, though, because I know a lot of the comments have been that momentum to the upside has been waning, and I think a lot of that is due to some of these much larger corrections we've had over the last about 2 years now, really dating back to the beginning of 2018. However, the markets have pretty consistently climbed again to new all-time highs. This recent little weakness, though, is it more a cause for concern because the markets didn't get to those all-time highs? They came up a bit short?
No, not necessarily, because one of the things I find extremely interesting, and I can't emphasize this more, is that when you look at the MACD on the monthly chart for these conventional markets, you have a MACD that is moving down in a very lazy manner and just underneath horizontally. And it's doing it very, very lazily. And when you see a pattern like that, often what happens over time is actually you see a surprise to the upside, and that this might be just a huge consolidation phase. And unless on the MACD, the 12-month moving average starts to separate considerably from the 26-month moving average, there is no cause for alarm. And that's why I'm saying right now, as far as I can tell, this is not a sign of the start of that until I see that separation of the 12-month from the 26-month. These are these little nuances in charts that people should look at that really never do. They have their own favorite things to look at, but this is one of those nuances that sends off messages that tell you that don't bet on one way or another until you see something like that big separation, because it's not there yet. And the fact that the down move in the conventional or the conventional markets momentum over the last 2 years has been so gradual, that often in charts is telling you that it might surprise everybody where we're setting up for another move higher in the future sometime.
Now, that's a very interesting distinction there, Doc, because you're right. And that kind of goes to what I was saying, is that, yes, momentum has slowed a little bit, but it hasn't really broken down. Let's also talk about the year that we are in, too, because in all fairness, consistently, we see markets sell off and consolidate before elections. And with how long the U.S. election cycle is, I think that this market weakness has been creeping in earlier and earlier. Do you think some of this recent weakness is due to the election and who the Democrats are going to run, potentially Elizabeth Warren, and just the overall fact of that indecisiveness before an election?
It could be. I don't think this far away from the election it'll necessarily be impacted. And we had talked off mic about Elizabeth Warren, how it might create some angst in Wall Street. But don't worry, Wall Street. Elizabeth Warren is just another politician who probably doesn't mind lying to the American people. And they all do that to a degree. Surprisingly, Trump is probably the first guy I've seen run for president that actually is trying to keep his promises. But Wall Street shouldn't feel Elizabeth Warren, because most of these people have talked like this before. I've lived long enough to watch this that I don't believe anything that comes out any of their mouths. It will reflexively sell off if it looks like she's Trump's opponent going forward. But you can bet that if she ever wins election, that nothing's going to change much with her in the White House.
All right, what about that weak U.S. economic data that we're seeing? I think that's a major driver of moving these markets down. It was the manufacturing number 2 days ago and the ADP jobs number from just yesterday. That's contributing to this sell-off. Is that more the story here? Is just everybody worried about global slowdown and that slowdown now hitting the U.S.?
I would attribute that narrative more to it. Yes, Corey. Some of the variables coming out again. But we've seen this up and down in the variables, you know, for years now. So, and Trump still has the Federal Reserve sitting back there ready to drop interest rates again if we start to see a move down in these markets. And you can bet your bottom dollar that'll happen. And that should give him a little bit of respite again as we move later in the year.
But is dropping interest rates going to be enough? The argument, I think, can be made that corporations aren't spending money because there's a lack of clarity out there. So 25 basis points, 50 basis points lower in terms of rates, I don't see that spurring that type of spending that we need from the corporations.
Well, and it won't. But that's not the point. Traders and algorithms in the market, they're geared to see if interest rate drops. That means everybody's going to go along the market, so they don't want to be left behind, so everybody jumps in. And that's why jawboning often helps markets, because these traders are geared to figuring what their other traders are going to be doing if certain events happen. They're not rational at all. They're just geared to knowing what they have to do based on what everybody else is going to do, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, Doc, let's shift it over to the precious metals, because it's been volatile and a couple pretty key reversals, I think, in the precious metals. Gold was dropping into the tail end of last month, but has rebounded very quickly in October. What do you think about the gold sector, just in terms of the gold price, first and foremost?
Well, it surprises me a little bit that we're seeing this type of move. And you would think that 1500 would be a resistance for gold. But as we're talking off mic, we suddenly saw where gold took out 1500 and is moving higher. And in fact, it wouldn't surprise me if we get another move up in gold from what I'm looking at. However, we have had lower highs on the daily charts, and we've had lower lows, so be careful here, even though I do believe we might get another move higher. But what bothers me a lot about this move is when I look at my portfolio and the stocks I have, they have not really responded in kind. And that's a big warning for people, so be careful here.
Yeah, that's a very key distinction, Doc, and something that Jordan Roiburn and I talked about yesterday was the fact that, yes, the stocks are moving higher. You look at something like GDX, and it is still moving higher, but it's not outperforming gold. It's almost matching the moves in gold. And a day like yesterday, when we saw gold continue to move higher, and the stocks more or less move sideways, that's not the most bullish sign. So what would it take in terms of the stock moves for you to get more excited? Is it simply a breakout, especially when you consider how far they are off from some of their recent highs?
I'll stick to my prognostications of months ago when I said that this year we wouldn't see meaningful breakouts of the stock until a lot of these stocks until the end of the year 2020. I stick by that. And I think we've been right on so far, because when you look at a lot of these stocks, they have not compromise their upper Bollinger bands on the long-term charts, and how weak they were when we started to break out with gold compared to 2015 and 16 is sending you a message, Corey, that you're going to need a lot higher gold prices before these stocks really get the wind behind their back. So I'll go on record again saying that I think October and November, we're going to continue to see a consolidation of gold over those months and probably into 2020. I said in the past that we wouldn't take out the highs in gold again for multiple weeks, and I still stick with that. And the weekly charts are showing me on some of these, on GLD and on GDX and other charts, that the odds are that we're going to move sideways to down yet into October and November.
All right, Doc, we will wrap it up there, but I find it very interesting that you and Jordan are more or less on the same page with your short-term outlook for gold over the next couple months, something to very much note. And I think, again, something very important to follow is how these gold stocks are reacting and if they can finally start to outperform. Doc, great chatting with you. Have a great rest of your week.